This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
All right, so if you are buying your significant other perfume for Christmas, it actually says a lot about your relationship.
Like any kind of perfume?
No, see, there's some details here. Most men, when they are in the perfume section of the bay or wherever it is, and they're considering buying a perfume, they're taking their relationship to the next level because fancy perfume is $100 at least. $110 for a nice like Estee Lauder or whatever, right?
Isn't any gift for your significant other $100 now though?
But I think perfume is more personal.
But is it? I never buy perfume for anybody else.
Because you don't know if it's going to smell good on them?
Well, yes. It's got to be a mix of their own scent and the perfume that works together. I've put on cologne that smells nice on other dudes.
Okay.
And it smells like trash, a trash fire on me.
So I think if the women say the one they want, though, is like if the man agrees, like, okay, I'm going to get it, you're showing the woman that you're going to the next level. So if you're not interested in keeping this relationship going, do not get the perfume unless
you get crappy stuff.
You get celebrity perfume.
Oh.
That shows that you don't care. Actually, I'm actually reading this. This is a thing.
Isn't
if you get like Britney Spears from London Drugs.
Isn't your favorite perfume Hilary Duff from like 1996?
Yeah, but it's been discontinued, so I order the
I
like the lotion more. I order it online. But that's like what I do. That's me.
I just remember
I don't ask guys to go and get me that.
How hyped you were when you found it online.
And I was
you,
really pumped.
You ordered like a Costco coconut oil size jug worth.
Yeah, I love it. But yeah, so I guess that it's just instinct for a woman to open a perfume, and if it's fancy, she's like, oh, this guy wants to be with me for a long time.
Can you return perfume or cologne? Like, if you get it as a gift, you give yourself a squirt, and then you're like, this doesn't work.
I don't know.
I guess if you kept the receipt, right?
I have no idea how to answer that. I'm sorry.
They'd probably take it and use it as one of the testers. I feel terrible for the people that work in that department.
We have a buddy that works in the perfume department, Mark. He came with us to Cuba last year, and
my nostrils couldn't do it.
Oh, I get migraines, right? So there's just no way.
If I'm around somebody who wears too much, I'm like, can you stop it?
I like to sprint through the perfume section. Now, when you ask me, can you return it? I can't even answer that because I've never had a guy buy me an expensive perfume.
This got dark. We got tagged on this on Instagram by Focus Jules 17. She was at the 3 Days Grace show a couple nights ago here in Edmonton.
Okay.
And they said that there was some people taking up more than average space in front of them. So they were kind of annoyed off the start. And then as they looked a little bit closer, they realized it was a dad who has no hearing, has lost his hearing at some point, but loves the band. And his daughter, who looks to be about 18 to 20, who's dancing with him and doing sign language of all the lyrics.
Stop it.
Yeah, while he watches the show. Because I'm sure even if you lose your hearing, you would still feel the beat. And so for him to be able to sing along in his head.
No, that's too much for me.
Unreal, hey?
Wow.
The video is
that's so beautiful.
Really touching. I'll see if I can get my hands on it to post on Hot 107.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to Tessa, who messaged us with this beautiful story. It's kind of local. It's from Red Deer. There's a woman, Shelley, who works at a homeless shelter called Safe Harbor. And it was their annual holiday drop-in where they invite their partnering agencies and organizations, friends, family, for food, drink, and music, something that you don't really experience or see on a regular day at a homeless shelter. So a young woman who's one of their regular guests walked through the door at the end of the day and could hear the music and laughter around the corner, and she inquired what was happening. After Shelley explained what was happening, the young girl said, "May I go in there and see?" And I'm going to just read it like I am Shelley. When I replied, "Of course you can," she seemed very shocked. I invited her and I put her 3 heavy backpacks behind my desk for safekeeping. And she said, "Wait a minute, are there any others of my kind in there?" And the words "my kind" from her 18-year-old lips wounded my heart on the spot. I told her, "Honestly, it's just staff and city council and other folk." She said, okay, give me a minute. I want to look homed when I walk in there. She smoothed her hair, looked down at her large winter boots she was wearing that probably fit a man twice her size. I noticed her cracked lips that looked beyond painful, her petite fingers and the broken nails dark with dirt. I took in that not one person turned their head or raised an eyebrow at this young girl when she walked over to the treats. I invited her to help herself and take one of each. She did. I poured her some apple cider, and she responded saying, this tastes like a warm hug. I introduced her to some of the partygoers, executive directors, city councilors, doctors, other professionals that she assumed would have no interest in her, and they were so friendly. I looked at the time. I knew it was dinner time at the Mustard Seed. I reminded her and said, you probably don't want to miss dinner. She replied saying, is it okay if I just stay here? This is the first time I've ever felt like this in the longest time. No one ever actually listens to me or treats me like you guys have. You are making me actually feel like a person. So Shelley signed off. This was a Facebook post saying, now, whenever I drink apple cider, I will feel a warm hug and think of my sweet young friend. Isn't that so beautiful? Mm-hmm.
I think we'll all think of that every time we have apple cider.
I love this story. Thank you so much for sharing this with us, Tessa.
Awesome.
Tell me something good.
And that's why we do that segment every day. What a
it's
nice
so
lift
wonderful.
Me up. Yeah, really beautiful stuff.
And a reminder to drop off a coat here at the studio. We're taking your donations till Friday at 5 o'clock.
This is Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
99% of the time that I'm on my phone in this studio, I'm doing social media or getting back to listeners, so get off my back.
99's aggressive, but all right. Vitamin Water is offering $100,000 to anyone who will go scroll-free and put down their smartphone for an entire year. It says it's scroll-free for a year contest, which is really tough to say, will award the $100,000 to a person who's willing to give it up, and then $10,000 if they can only make it 6 months.
I would do it for $100,000.
Zero smartphone?
Yes.
They'll give you a phone from like 1996.
Perfect.
That you can use to call.
Yep.
I suppose. Like, it wouldn't even have text capabilities back then, I don't think. But
I mean, I would just hang out with my friends more to be like, what are people doing online? What's happening?
Well, I wonder if you can still use your laptop. I'd be fine. I just roll like with that, and I
just an iPad.
Yeah, well, an iPad's starting to get greasy because you can check your messages on it.
Oh,
but I think I would enjoy the challenge.
My girlfriend deleted Facebook 5 years ago, and she said it was the most freeing thing she's ever done. And then she deleted Instagram, and I said, "What do you do with all your spare time?" And she's like, "I make out with my husband, and I get work done."
Wow.
I said, wow, you're so inspiring. I wish I could be that strong.
Is that Liz?
Yep.
She's a champ.
Yep.
I see the notifications that come up on my new iPhone about my screen time. And it's like, you're down at 3 hours and 20 minutes a day on your phone.
We do have to do a lot of social media because of our job, which is surprising that we go on our phone after work. Like, you'd think we'd be exhausted. The amount of people that reach out to me and they're like, when I screenshot things and they're like, why is your phone at 5%? It's noon.
Right.
Like, because.
Yeah, it's busy.
It's busy.
But also, like, I guess when you're using Google Maps and things like that.
Right, yeah.
But those would be a tough to lose.
That is what I would struggle with. I still don't know how to get around Edmonton, and I've been here my whole life. If I didn't have Google Maps, I'd be screwed.
I don't understand the connection of this contest. Once again, it's Vitamin Water offering $100,000 to anybody who's going to go scroll free.
What happened.
They just don't want people to scroll and look at how many calories and how many grams of sugar are in Vitamin Water.
This is what they're doing. They sat around in a room full of millennials and said, how can we stay relevant? And everyone in the room was on their phone and ignoring
and
them.
And didn't answer them like you earlier this hour.
Pretty much.
Flower Shop, Cindy speaking.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
Good, how are you?
Good. Can you fill out a card for me now? I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Sure.
I'm sorry for yelling, Santa's not impressed, boo, at your kids' Christmas concert.
I'm sorry for yelling.
Santa's not impressed at your kids' Christmas concert.
Okay.
While dressed up like Santa. Few too many rum and eggnogs, I suppose. She was a pretty quiet night before that.
Yeah.
Silent night, drunk as f***.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Oh, it was pretty fun for me. Kids didn't like it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Can you read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Well, all I got was, "I'm sorry for yelling. Santa's not impressed with your kids' Christmas concert. And do you want me to capitalize everything? You know, because you're yelling?"
Yeah, that would be great.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
So, was watching Dumplin' on Netflix the other night, which is the new Jennifer Aniston movie where she's a washed-up beauty pageant winner.
Slow moving, hey?
What do you mean?
The movie?
Yes. There was the initial kissing scene, and then all of a sudden there was a little notification that popped up that said, "Do you want to watch this scene again?"
Yeah,
I was
like I'm some kind of pervert.
But then it happened like, yeah, it was like, it seemed like it was always a scene where there was like action happening. But then it happened after like a musical scene. "Do you want to watch this again?" I'm like, okay. So Netflix is testing this out. They're obviously judging on past people's habits, maybe of how many times, which scenes they rewind. Like, yeah. I bet they're creeping on exactly what we're doing, when we're pausing, replaying. They know when phones sometimes are distracted because there's kids in the house that we have to go clean up a mess, press pause, whatever it is.
I'd really like this feature for sports. Like,
for sports, yes.
If there's a big hit, to automatically be able to go and watch it again. But I don't know, for like a romance movie, do I want to watch that sex scene again? I don't know. Like, my mom's in the room. This was awkward enough.
The first time around, yeah. Yep. And that's when it initially popped up. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Does Netflix know I'm single and lonely and they like know I want to see some action happening
in
another person's
you.
World? But then I started seeing it happening more. I'm like, okay.
Netflix has like a scent detector. It could sense the candles that you had lit.
The candles lit.
And the bubble bath. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's Ryder and Lisa calling.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
So why don't we just start with the original text you sent us, just saying that Christmas might be a little tough this year.
Yeah, I was out of my wits and I didn't know what else to do. So I just decided to reach out to you guys. Maybe you had some ideas that I could utilize to maybe make Christmas happen for my babies.
You've got your three kids. You're a single mom?
Yes.
So even a tree was a tricky thing for you to figure out how to get up this year.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a student and I'm just coming out, just doing my final exams right now.
Good for you.
Thank you. I'm between loans and just money is just non-existent.
Right. We had one of our listeners, Carlos, who's just a wonderful dude. He won his way to the racetracks with us once when we had a park after dark
event. That's where we met him, and then him and Ryder exchanged phone numbers, and Carlos reached out to Ryder recently, and what did he say?
He just said, "I have a couple $100 that I'd like to donate if there's a story that hits you in the heart this holiday season. Just let me know about it." And so when I saw your text, I was like, this is perfect. So it wasn't even going to be a radio thing. I just hooked him up with you, and what ended up shaking down?
I met with him yesterday. We've been texting back and forth. And so we met with each other yesterday, and he told me that he's going to probably reach out to some people as well as do what he and his partner can. And then he texted me later and told me he's going to get me a tree and presents for all of my children and food.
Oh, my God. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. My heart is melting.
I know it's hard to reach out sometimes, too, and we just want to thank you for being vulnerable with us and giving us the opportunity to help you out as well.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Love you, Michelle.
We got a message that said, "I have devastating anxiety. I don't get along with my mother-in-law at all, and she's coming for a week and a half for Christmas. Any suggestions?"
Oh, that's so tough. That's like the one thing I don't know if I could handle is a mother-in-law that didn't like me.
If she's, you know how some people, when they drink, they get like terribly obnoxious and like mean?
Yeah.
But then there's the other people that are a lot more tolerable once they've had a few?
Yeah.
Find out what she is. If she's like a good drunk.
Get her wasted?
Yeah, start slipping some vodkas into her coffee. I don't... Start early. I don't know how to handle that. I've always been surrounded by great family. Like, ex's family was always great. I got along with everybody. So, I don't have any words.
Okay, well, we need help. Listeners listening right now, let us know.
You the only experience you had was you got attitude from boyfriend's mom once, and you broke up with him and left.
I broke up with him on the spot. We walked into his house, and she looked me up and down and said, "Oh, I didn't know we were having company." And I said, "Nope, not doing this. Sorry." That's the way you're going to greet a new girl that comes into your home? Absolutely not. You don't even know me yet. Oh, I still think about it, and I'm like raging inside. Like, who are you?
I just wish I was a fly on the wall for that conversation between him and his mom afterwards.
Oh, yeah, he was pissed.
Yeah, he would have been,
well,
right?
I dumped him.
All right, well, we're pushing it over to you. We need your help here. 780-784-7107. Anybody that's ever had a tricky in-law, specifically a mother-in-law, was there any little tips or tricks?
Go watch Monster in Law with J-Lo and Jane Fonda. Maybe there's answers in that flick. It's a classic.
Right.
That's my advice.
Don't take her ish. It's your house. And your man should have your back, too. One of the texts we got. I like that one.
It seems like there's a lot of people who can relate with this. Are there any mother-in-laws listening that could maybe like learn a lesson here? Just like try to be a bit nicer.
Or maybe have learned their lesson and want to weigh in as well.
So this text from Tara says, my husband and I have been together for 9 years. My mother-in-law would always call me by the name of my husband's ex and pretend like it was a complete accident. She would also tell people we only got married because we had a kid. 3 years after we started dating, needless to say, my husband had to sit down and tell her if she couldn't respect me, then we wouldn't be seeing her. See, that's a threat. I feel like they could be more rude if, like, that's their boy, that's their baby, right? So
right.
As soon as he says, we're not going to come around if you don't smarten up.
Yeah.
That can kind of give them the reality check. It's sad that that's... I pray I'm never that type of mother. I know I wouldn't be.
That type of mother-in-law?
I don't think so.
I could see you being that kind of girlfriend that the mother-in-law doesn't get along with,
though.
Where
does that stem from? What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
I'm a sweet angel. I just can't cook. That's probably the one thing that they're
yeah,
like, really?
Get her out of here. A lot of people suggesting cannabis as
yeah.
an option, whether it's cookies or taking it yourself. Interesting side note quickly, my mom's been dealing with some back pain. Finally got her convinced to try CBD.
And?
We're going to a dispensary when I get to Victoria over Christmas.
Oh, that's so cute.
Aw. Mom and son's little weed trip.
Dan wrote in saying, my wife is my high school sweetheart. It took 10 years and a ring for her dad to say more than 3 words to me. Sometimes persistence is key.
These texts aren't helping.
No, they're not. It's just showing that everybody's mother-in-law sucks?
It seems like the guy or the partner has to get involved if you're dealing with a mother-in-law to be like, that's a tricky position to be in, too, though. All of a sudden, you're throwing yourself right in between two of the people you care most about.
It's really, it's almost unfair that the mother-in-law can come in and be like, not a fan of this person, so I'm going to just be rude until it pushes them away.
Moms do
it's
know
selfish.
Best a lot of times, though. Hate to be the devil's advocate here, but with a few of my exes, my mom was on to that this maybe wasn't right. Then it turned out not being right.
But was she extremely rude to them and to the point where they were like, I don't know if...
Not to the one.
Your mom likes me.
In high school, yeah.
Why?
Because she knew what was going to happen, which ended up happening. I don't trust her. You shouldn't either.
You know, we got a text saying, it's only a week and a half. Just be really nice to them. Keep your distance as many times as you can. We got another text saying, pick up some shifts. Work overtime.
What do you got for us?
Stop wasting your energy on people who don't want to waste theirs on you. Or just be nicer. Kill them with kindness.
It always works, doesn't it?
It really does. It really pisses them off.
Wait a minute. So
wait.
You want to kill them with kindness just to piss them off? Yeah, that doesn't sound healthy.
Oh, it just seems like such a tricky conversation to have. What kind of advice can you give? We can't control what type of person this mother-in-law is. We don't know her triggers. How do you win them over?
Yeah.
Ow. Listen live. Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.